JSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Welcome to Roots and Berries. I'm your host for the hour. My name is Robin, and I'm so glad to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget?
It's a long and a dusty road. It's a hard and a heavy load. The folks I meet, they ain't always kind.
Some are bad and some are good. Some have done the best they could. Some have tried to ease my trouble in mind.
And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
I've been wandering through this land, doing the best I can, trying to find what I was meant to do.
Welcome to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM from the very top of Burnaby Mountain, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Hulkmeenam and Squamish-speaking people. Happy kind of sort of New Year, depending on what New Year or where New Year falls in the calendar for you. We have flipped the calendar that we use in the majority of society to 2025, which just makes my whole cells in my body just kind of freak out a little bit. It seems not possible, but here we are. And because of that, on Roots and Berries today, we're going to have a sort of look back on some releases that were notable from 2024. I'm your host, Robin. And these are somewhat my pick, somewhat influenced by the wider world, but nevertheless, definitely have some merit to them. So what we started off with was Delamay and Tom Paxton from an album of various artists paying tribute to Tom Paxton called Bluegrass Sings Paxton. Super great album, honestly. All of the artists that are featured on this chose their favorite Tom Paxton song from his 50-some year catalog, and they all do such a good job of the songs that they do. So I highly recommend checking that out if you liked what we heard there. Sister Sadie is a band that is featured on the Bluegrass Sings Paxton album, but they also released an album in 2024 called No Fear. And I like them because they're an all-female band playing bluegrass music, which is still... You know, I mean, it's changing, but it's still not the norm. And so that's exciting to me. I think their name is super clever. And this album is also a goodie. And we're going to hear Cannonball here from Sister Sadie to start this next set on Roots and Berries.
There's no slowing down, no turning back. Take down whatever's in my path, like a hammer to a wall. Cannonball.
Sick. Gotta hide what's on the mind. Your brother's might be kind of fine.
lucky blue. That's where I've been since I lost you. And as far as I can see, till you come back to me, I'll be Kentucky.
Kentucky Blue from the album Kentucky Bluegrass from Britt Taylor, debuting that album this year. Well, not this year, 2025, but this year that we just finished up on, 2024. Before that, we heard from the Dead South, Saskatchewan Boys, released Chains and Stakes. They're known a little bit for, you know, digging into the nitty-gritty of song lyrics and singing about, you know, love, loss, death, betrayal, those undergroundy kind of things. And we heard Completely Sweetly in that set. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM, where we are back in the studio live after a little bit of a break for the holiday season. I certainly hope you had some time to put your feet up and get a little R&R in amongst the commitments and obligations that sometimes this season has for us, and are starting off with a little bit of oomph. It's always hard to say what the year starts off with, but yeah. As I mentioned off the top of the show, today we're listening to some music that was released in 2024. And this next album was actually released in 1990 originally. But it was remastered and re-released in 2024 with four new unreleased tracks as part of its offering. It is called Dawg 90, D-A-W-G, and is named after David Grisman's record label. And, you know, David Grisman is a mandolin player who really took the genre back in the day, along with some other innovators, and really stretched the boundaries of what was being played and sort of classified as bluegrass or within the genre. And I remember being at Wintergrass, the bluegrass festival that happens in Tacoma, Washington, what seems like a bazillion years ago. And David Grisman was on the menu, and he was playing in this big auditorium. I don't know how many people it would have held, but it was, you know, one show, or not one show, but one artist, you know, following fairly quickly on the heels of another artist. And I can't remember who had played before him, but they were fairly, you know, traditional. And David Grisman was announced as the next artist upcoming. And I couldn't believe that half the audience left. They just stood up and left. And, you know, partly it's because there was a lot of people playing the festival who were amazing and you wanted to take in. But part of it is also that there are these purists who, you know, also believe that bluegrass should sound a certain way in a particular way, and, you know, do not stray out of the lines, which David Grisman definitely does. And so we're going to hear this track that is previously unreleased, that is released on this remastered, and it's going to take us 10 minutes or so from this minute. So it's going to weave us through quite a journey here. It's called Opus 38 on Roots and Berries.